Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Mike Bell, let's talk to a guy in the know. He is the analyst for our Atlanta Falcons. His name is Dave Archer. He's brought to you by Engineered Solutions of Georgia, experts you can trust. Arch, as we look ahead to this Eagles matchup, you know, a lot of conversation today about Doug Peterson and this offense and how he might try to attack this Atlanta Falcon defense after what we gave up last week. What do you think he's going to do? How does he come out against us?
Well, I don't think they'll change their philosophy, Carl. I think they've got certain things they like to do. It's a kind of a mix of offense between the old West Coast offense with short passing attack, the slants, the hitches, get the ball to tight end, and then you mix in their RPO package. There may not be a better team in the league, save maybe Arizona now that Cliff Kingsbury's running things in Arizona that runs the RPO, the run-pass option, the college version of it, any better than Doug Peterson does with Carson Wentz. It's something that he did a great job of at North Dakota State. They've implemented it in their offense. They've had a lot of success with it, and it supplements that short passing attack because you get the quick read and get the ball out quickly. They don't want him holding the football. The new dimension they have to their offense is that Deshaun Jackson is there now.
Jackson
now has the ability to stretch the field down the field. He had a big day last week, and so that's the new dimension that they haven't really had over the last couple of seasons, the ability to stretch and take shots down the field. But I don't think they'll change what they do. I think they will test us on the perimeter run game to see if we've got that fix. I anticipate Atlanta playing that much better than they did against Minnesota, and so they'll just get back to doing what they normally do.
It is Dave Archer with us, guys, live from Ames, Iowa. The Cy-Hawk Trophy up for grabs. College game day, by the way, in Ames for the first time. I know they're fired up. What's the vibe, by the way? Before we talk more Falcons, what's the vibe where you are?
Oh, it's spectacular, Mike. I just went by the game day set, and I've been trying to hunt Pollock down to get him off of his that very strict diet he has, that vegan diet he has. I'm going to take him to a big barbecue place down here, feed him full of fried cheese balls or something like that.
So, Arch, this team we've talked so much about this week, and the narrative has been once you get down the way they did with the turnovers, you just can't do all the things that Cutter wanted to do. I mean, do you believe that Freeman can be the effective running back we thought he was, you know, remember going back to 15 and 16?
Well, I'd like to, Mike. I mean, obviously we need proof is in the pudding. You got to find a way to show us that that's who you still are. He's lost, lost all of last season, and then he lost some games the year before that. Lost three games to concussions and things like that the year before. So, yeah, we'd all like to think that he's still the 2016 back that was so dynamic. I think that we also need to do a better job of creating some push for him up front and giving him some ideas to where the running lanes are. But as much as we want to protect guys and be careful with guys in the preseason, there's no question, guys, that it affected different players. It affects different players differently. We saw Aaron Rodgers in the first half of that game against the Bears on Thursday night. It looked horrible. It looked like he'd never played before, throwing the ball on the ground over people's heads. And then he got it going in the second half. And I think different guys are affected by the inactivity. And certainly with Free had only carried the ball 17 times since 2017 going into the game against Minnesota. I mean, he was very rusty. He even mentioned the fact it took him a while to try to get up to speed. And if you're not having success, there's some frustration. Backs are a lot like quarterbacks. You want to get them in a rhythm, get them rolling. And if they get it rolling, then they could be even more effective than maybe they even thought they were going to be, you know, at the beginning of the game. So I think we got to give Free a little bit of time. I think he has the ability to do it. And you also have a nice changeup in Ito Smith, who Ito came in and ran the ball pretty well as well.
Right.
It is Dave Archer, guys. Again, brought to you by Engineered Solutions of Georgia, experts you can trust. It is Dukes and Bell live at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw as we talk about this matchup with the Eagles. They're stout. Now, are they as stout as what we saw last week on the defensive side with Minnesota? Because we know how talented that group is. How do you rate this defense? 4-3 base, but they got some studs up front, Fletcher Cox and Derek Barnett. What do you do there as far as attacking that D?
Well, I mean, as far as comparing the two defenses, Carl, it is similar. There's no question. I think Linville Joseph is probably not quite as good as Fletcher Cox. And you probably look at Everson Griffin and Danelle Hunter, probably a little bit better on the edge than the two guys we're going to face in Graham and Barnett. So maybe there's a little bit of a wash there. They're still solid. It's still a good front four. Timmy Jernigan will play in the interior some as well as far as their rotation up front. So it's a good, solid defensive line. The difference is they're not as good at linebacker, and they're certainly not as good in the secondary as this Minnesota team was. Minnesota is good on all three levels, very solid on all three levels. I think there is some holes in what Philly looks like in the secondary and certainly at linebacker. I think there's opportunities to get some isolation matchups. There's some opportunities to get guys open. This is why Julio Jones has feasted on this team. Julio Jones has five consecutive 100-yard games against Philadelphia. The problem is, in the last three games, he's caught 29 passes for over 400 yards. In three games, he has no he has no touchdowns. So the real $100 million question is, can you finish drives? This is a team that Atlanta has averaged 12 points a game against over their last three, all losses. How do you put the ball in the end zone? Julio's got to be a part of that. Your interview that you guys played with Matt Ryan that I did, you guys played it yesterday. Now, Matt alluded to some ideas is they may try to strike a little bit further out. Instead of waiting to get in the red zone, they may take some shots from further out, which I thought was intriguing. You guys probably have that sound. You can pull that up if you want. But he said, right. I said, how do you fix the red zone woes? He says, well, we got to get them blocked, and we got to run it down there some. He says, but maybe we take some shots from further out. So I'm looking forward to maybe Atlanta getting in that 30, 35-yard line range, and all of a sudden we're going to load it up and take some shots at that secondary.
Which is great because everybody wants to see that vertical passing game. And for what it was worth, the Redskins got up on the Eagles 17-0 by throwing the football against that that Philly secondary. Arch, on the flip side, is Dave Archer joins us, guys, brought to you by ESOG, Engineered Solutions of Georgia, as we're live here at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. Arch, how do you describe this defense? I've said it's like a 5-2. It's 3-4. I mean, what are we trying to do, obviously, to help to combat the RPO?
Yeah, it's not a 34 defense. I've heard some people describing it. It's not a 3-4 defense. It's the old bear look is what it is. Is that they're doing, and they're not doing it all the time, but they do jump into a bear look, which means you cover or at least shade the interior three offensive linemen, both guards in the center. And then you have two wide sevens or even sometimes nine techniques on the outside, which is Beasley and McKinley. So you essentially could call it a five-down lineman look, but because Beasley's versatility, he has the ability to drop off if you needed to him in zone coverage. But for the most part, you want him crashing down hard off the edge. And that's supposed to be the ability to spill the run or blow the run up. Now, Tack is completely designed to do that. Tack is very good at blowing things up on his. But Beasley, it's not something Beasley normally does. So Beasley's going to have to be a little bit better in that regard. And then the support from the linebackers, whether it's Keanu Neal at safety or Devondre Campbell or whether it's a Luakun or whoever it is, you've got to be there to support if the run game gets spilled. I expect Atlanta to be much better against the run. They're not running it all the time, but there was a good bit of it there for a while where Atlanta was lined up in the old bear defense with two wide edge rushers and three solid defenders on the inside. That's why they didn't have very much room in the interior. Atlanta blew up the run game on the inside.
Two guys that need to play better, Jake Matthews, Isaiah Oliver. Oliver will be tested on the outside. I think, you know, if you're the Eagles and Peterson, maybe you try to attack him and take advantage of what you've seen with Oliver. What do you think he's got to be better at? Is it technique or is it just more reps and playing for Oliver?
Well, it's probably all of that, Carl. I mean, you're only going to get better through repetition, right? So, and you got to be put in a situation. I think we talked about this a couple of weeks ago. I think that you got to be willing to put guys in position to prove they can't do something. I think there's so much hesitation to put guys in position to play, and then you protect them with the way you call defense or the way you call protections. You know what? I'm going to let a guy play, and I'm going to say, okay, show me you can't get it done. If you can't, then we'll shift gears and protect you, go to a different coverage, get a different guy in the game, whatever it may be. So I thought that Oliver had some moments. Certainly got beat on the first touchdown. Thielen beats him across the middle in man coverage. He's got to be better. He's got a wall Thielen off. Thielen can't get to the inside that easily. So that's a repetition for him. That's an opportunity to learn a little bit. He played some late last year, so he, you know, it's a little bit trial by fire. He's on the job and having to learn a little bit. Unfortunately, the defense is suffering from it a little bit as well. But I think he gets better exponentially as he plays more. But certainly, he's got to fix his technique some, and he's got to study tape. He's got to be a student of the game, and Trufant's got to help him do that.
It's Dave Archer with us, guys, as we're talking about the Falcons and the Eagles. He and Wes Drewham will have the call for you. Of course, Sunday night with the roof open at Mercedes-Benz. Arch, what about the new, the big guys? We already saw Carpenter at the left guard. Jamon Brown plugs in the right. I joked around with Alex Mack. I said, that's like 2 tons of fun next to you. Do you think we come out trying to establish the run or maybe quick passes to get in a rhythm? What's that going to look like in the first series?
Well, I think you got to do all of that, Mike. I think you've got to pull everything out at your disposal, try to help the offensive line a little bit with the quick passing attack if Philly's playing off. And that's one thing that Minnesota does a good job of is they're willing to come up and press the receivers on the outside, which makes the quarterback hold the ball, takes away some of those quick, easy throws. Philly plays it a little bit more depth most of the time. They'll play that cover four and umbrella you and play off a little bit, which is going to give you some opportunities for that quick passing attack. But, yeah, you're going to have to run the ball, Mike. You need to establish that. That's why you went and got these guys, okay? You went and fixed the offensive line, made them bigger and stronger to be able to come off the ball and push people off the ball and get free and Ito Smith some running room. So it's going to have to be all of that. But I think Jamon Brown is a guy that's going to be very good. He'll step in there and do a nice job of helping with double teams, slip into the next level. He's a very athletic guy at his size. So I'm expecting good things out of him. But you got to keep them off balance. Dirk's got to throw the ball some on first down, play action, got to run it some, got to run the ball on third down some. You got to mix it up, but you got to have some success. A lot of people want them to stick with the run game. Hey, run the ball, run the ball, run the ball. Well, you know, if you're not moving the football and your quarterback is in passing situations, third and nine, third and eight all day long, you got to change that up a little bit or your quarterback's going to be killed. So you got to mix in some first down pass as well.
Arch, enjoy your weekend, man. Good luck to Iowa State. I know you're up there watching, and we'll be listening for you on Sunday night as you get back to town, and we see the Falcons take on the Eagles. Sunday night football. Atmosphere is going to be incredible.
I think Arch should take his shirt off and run across the field at halftime. Get those people fired up.
Arch?
Yeah, that would certainly fire him up, Mike. Good to be with you guys. Y'all take care.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.